You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. I am your host, Dave Hodges, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the East Coast and 5 to 8 p.m. on the West Coast. And thanks to Doug Hagman from the Hagman and Hagman Report, which is heard here on Global Star Radio Network, 7 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. Doug, thanks so much. It was a great breakdown of Seth Rich, and you really opened up really more questions than answers, which is good because this deserves a lot more attention. So thanks to Doug Hagman, our first hour guest. Next hour, as a reminder, we will be joined by Daniel Brigham. We'll be talking about a number of things, including using food as a weapon, and food is his expertise. Well, before we get to our next guest, Robert Steele, formerly of the CIA, and we're going to delve into what's going on inside the Trump administration from his perspective, just want to let everybody know that we are brought to you by Renaissance Precious Metals. And Steve Quayle will tell you, if you don't have the resources to convert your soon-to-be worthless cash into precious metals, he'll tell you, go buy food. Most low pressure that I know. In fact, when I was talking to him before I made my purchases, I almost thought he was discouraging me, but he didn't want me to feel like I was obligated, and that's what he'll do with you. But he will set you up with very good advice, a sound product, and his favorite phrase, and I agree with it, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. Get a hold of Steve tomorrow at 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. And you heard me mention food. That's our other sponsor for this hour, Numana Foods. And Mike Adams, good friend of the show, good friend of mine, did a comparison test. The Health Ranger did the comparison test between Numana and many other food companies. And there's many fine ones out there. But Numana came out number one in all the comparison tests. You know, best shelf life, best everything, best tasting, restaurant quality, avoidance of GMOs and glyphosate. I mean, the whole thing, it's all there on the website. Check it out. Go to numana.com/Hodges. And for our listening audience, we have a 5% discount. Use the promo code Hodges, NOV5. Again, that's numana.com/Hodges. And use the promo code Hodges, NOV5. Well, our guest really needs no introduction. His name is a buzz everywhere I turn in the independent media. He has made quite the splash, and he's becoming the household name for intelligence perspective of the Trump administration. And you know, let me bring Robert Steele in right away, because our time is short. And Robert, I don't want to take away from your many insights. I read your updates, which you sent out every day, sometimes 4, 5, 6, 8 emails. And you've got so much to share, it's incredible. Here's my concern, and I'm saying this as an American citizen as much as a talk show host who's interviewing you. Is Donald Trump in control of his administration enough to effectively govern? And if not, what does he need to do? And let's kind of let that set as an overtone.
I'm afraid to say that the short answer is no. Donald Trump is not in control of his administration.
And where do you see these shortcomings coming in? What would cause you to say that? What areas?
Well, he is not focusing on America first, as he promised to do so in the campaign. Even though he does have a $1 trillion infrastructure initiative and he has a lot of other small things here and there, he is not talking to the American people. Nor is he listening to the American people. His new website is retarded. It doesn't have a two-way channel. It doesn't have a holistic analytic framework. There's absolutely no evidence that Donald Trump actually cares about what America thinks or what America wants. That's on the domestic side. on the foreign policy side, it's completely out of control. We broke the story on Jared Kushner arranging for Lockheed to sell the Saudis nuclear-capable missiles. An Israeli intelligence officer was overheard talking to Jared Kushner about how Israel thinks it can not only do a limited war between Saudi Arabia and Iran, but arming the Saudis with nuclear weapons will also deter Russia, which is nonsense. So Jared Kushner is out of control. Saudi Arabia and Israel are clearly in charge of large portions of American foreign policy. When Donald Trump attacked Syria, not only with the missiles, but more recently he allowed General Mattis to attack Syrian ground forces, he was not only committing a war crime, he was in direct violation of his promises to all of us in the alt-right. I have seen him renege on his promise to shut down NATO and withdraw from NATO. I have seen him make some very bad decisions in terms of funding the Saudi Arabian military and other militaries. So from where I sit, Donald Trump, who at one time showed great promise as a potential leader who could declare peace, make peace with Putin and Xi and Modi, I see him right now as giving all signs of being complicit with the deep state.
My. That's really a departure from what you said the last time we interviewed you. If you were to point to the most major thing that's caused you to sour on Donald Trump's intentions and motivations, what would that
be? Let me be very, very clear here. Donald Trump is our legitimate president, and I support him. And if he takes my hand, and if he agrees to meet with me and Cynthia McKinney and Dennis Kucinich, among others, then we will continue to support him. But if Donald Trump persists in breaking his campaign promises and in letting the neoconservatives, who are led by Dick Cheney is actually the president right now, Dick Cheney with Mike Pence and John McCain and Lindsey Graham, both of whom are being blackmailed by the CIA, these are the guys that are in charge of our national foreign policy right now. And they're bought and paid for by Israel and Saudi Arabia. So what really soured me on Trump's ability to control the government was when he allowed Pence to force him to fire Mike Flynn, followed by his missile attack on Syria, followed by his selection of Herbert McMaster, who is a vastly overrated general who has committed treason. Herbert McMaster, we broke this story also. Herbert McMaster conspired with John McCain and John Brennan to create the false flag event in Syria. They conspired with Saudi Arabia and Israel to pay the white helmets between $300,000 and $400,000 to do this false flag event. An MIT professor has demonstrated beyond reasonable doubt that it was an improvised ground device and there was no sarin. So from where I sit, Donald Trump is being lied to by all of the people he has chosen to surround himself with, most of whom are, if not traitors, then mediocrities.
Hey, you just alleged that McCain and Graham are being blackmailed. Do you know the subject of the blackmail, the nature of it?
I would point you to, unfortunately, our website is under huge attack right now. And it's not just attacks. We're hitting a perfect storm. Major websites are now pointing to my humble little nonprofit website, and that's called Slashdotting. So we're being jammed by popularity. At the same time, we're being furiously attacked, mostly from within the United States. We have a massive denial of service attack that we're fighting off. I expect all of this to be resolved by tomorrow. But the third thing is our own fault. I was very, very poor and without resources until my alt-right popularity, and donations have now started to come in. So we're fixing up some old code. And we also have a massive database that is constantly active. We don't archive anything because 58iota.net is a reference service. I lead over 80 contributors. And by the way, it's only 3 emails a day with an occasional special. And one of the specials that we just posted was Jared Kushner trying to nuclearize Saudi Arabia and make possible a nuclear war in the Middle East. Nobody gains from a nuclear war in the Middle East, least of all the American taxpayer. So I personally think that Pence and Kushner need to join Priebus on the way out of the White House. And oh, by the way, Wayne Madsen published the story on McCain and Graham being blackmailed by CIA.
Okay. Well, when we look at departures from the inner circle, so to speak, who's doing the leaking? Is it Kushner?
I don't know. I really don't know. But, you know, when I look at Kushner, I think of a kid playing with guns. This is dangerous. Kushner has his own talents, but he's also got his own criminal associations. He's also deeply in debt to George Soros and several others. I don't think he's been properly vetted. I'm having a lunch tomorrow with William Binney, and we're talking about how to pull from the NSA databases all of the emails and phone calls that Kushner made from 2 years before he met Ivanka up to today. All of that is in the database. So we're preparing a memo for Jeff Sessions. I think Kushner needs to be properly vetted. At the same time, we are alerting Attorney General Sessions to the fact that NSA has all of the emails and cell phones from all of the elite pedophiles across America, including at least six senators in the Republican Party, senators that I expect will resign, commit suicide, or go to jail in the next 4 years. So I'm really concerned, because not only is Donald Trump not in charge of his government, he is being stabbed in the back by Mike Pence and Reince Priebus, who may be intimately friendly with Paul Ryan. I met with a senior Republican operator in New York City when I spoke on the 18th, and she told me she had seen Paul Ryan and Reince Priebus being intimate in Wisconsin. I don't know the substance of this. I don't know the facts of the matter. But I do believe that Reince Priebus, Paul Ryan, and Mike Pence are Donald Trump's enemies. They are not his friend, and they are certainly not his supporters.
Well, I think that the current state of affairs with all the leaks is absolutely true. Let me give you a layman's perspective, though, and get your reaction to it. We're in the pre-Trump impeachment period where the forces are aligning, and all I've seen is an FBI director with a memo with no collaboration, broke the law by holding on to the memo, broke the law by using it as political leverage. And then you've got the New York Times and Washington Post claiming national security leaks from unnamed sources. And this is the evidence against Trump? Do you have a problem with all this?
Let me point out a couple of things. First off, Henry Kissinger murdered over 20,000 U.S. troops and hundreds of thousands of others by sabotaging the Paris peace talks. The various allegations against Trump are not only nonsense, but he and Flynn and everyone else had every right to be speaking to the Russians about any topic they cared to. This is all a trumped-up charge. I would also point out that Obama committed far greater crimes in terms of obstruction of justice in relation to Hillary Clinton, being protected from much-deserved indictment on pedophilia, electoral fraud, charity fraud, and active treason. There's clear evidence in the Anthony Weiner laptop that she and Huma Abedin sent classified information to IP addresses in Saudi Arabia and Qatar. So Trump is actually being undermined the third time around. They did everything they could to stop him from winning the election. They lost because we stopped the 13 states that Hillary Clinton stole from Bernie Sanders. We stopped those from being stolen against Donald Trump. Then they created this massive fabrication about the Russians hacking the election. I was one of 29 people that basically ripped John Brennan a new orifice and put that down. But John Brennan actively tried to flip the Electoral College. This is the equivalent of jury tampering. That was an outrageous crime for which Brennan should be indicted. And now, finally, we have the new narrative. The new narrative is that Donald Trump is hurting the marketplace, that Wall Street is collapsing because nobody has confidence in Donald Trump. That is a lie. Even if Hillary Clinton were president today, Wall Street is going to collapse in September of 2017. Martin Armstrong has never been wrong. And a collapse that is as big or greater than the 2008 collapse is absolutely certain in September 2017. And my real concern is that Trump is surrounded by all of the usual suspects. He has chosen people to advise him that are essentially part of the deep state. And Rents Priebus is running circles around him. Priebus has taken over the Office of Presidential Personnel. He's put in with a guy we call Boner's Revenge. They're sneaking in their establishment people across the board. Trump has no control over who's being appointed at the lower levels. He has no control over foreign policy, and he doesn't seem to have much control over domestic policy. Now, I like the OMB director. He's got enormous promise, but I don't see any management in OMB. I don't really see anybody saying, what are our priorities in terms of the well-being of the average American voter? That is simply not happening under the Trump administration.
Where does this leave the American people then? Are we to be overwhelmed by the deep state and the dictatorship that lies beneath the covers?
It's funny you ask, because Cynthia McKinney and I just published #, Unrig, Beyond Trump and Sanders. It's a very short 16-page manifesto, and it outlines a game plan for occupying the front lawns and district offices of every member of Congress this summer. Now, this manifesto is an educational document. It's the last act of my educational nonprofit, which cannot lobby for anything, and it is offered to the American people for their consideration. It is my view, and Cynthia McKinney has agreed with me, it is my view that the alt-right, the alt-left, the people of color, the Latinos, the small parties, including Constitution, Green and Libertarian, and working families, and the independents, can all come together and execute an ethical, legal, nonviolent revolution this summer by demanding, while the members are home for the summer recess and cannot hide from their constituents, by demanding that every member sign the integrity pledge. Now, I'm not the leader of this movement, and I've said on multiple occasions that this is something that only the public can decide to make happen. So I hope that they will pick up this idea. We now own all of the first screen of search results and half of the second screen of search results for hashtag Unrig. #, Unrig. It's taking off. And I would like to think that at some point Fox News is going to get its head out of its butt and start covering this revolution.
Yeah, that's. I agree. You know, you're a little more refined than I am. I called today for tarring and feathering. And, of course, I was being more metaphorical and symbolic than literal. But it's time to take action against these people. It's time to strike back. Let me
beg to differ in the sense that I'm huge on truth and reconciliation. I was one of the first CIA clandestine case officers to go after terrorists. And I know something about torture and interrogation. And anybody who says waterboarding works is either an idiot or a liar. And in the latter category, I explicitly include Dick Cheney and Bob Gates and John Brennan and every CIA fool that has ever said waterboarding works. It doesn't. It just creates false leads. It's a crime against humanity and inspires other terrorists. And by the way, CIA is creating thousands of terrorists with its drone assassination attacks that are killing 98% innocents, including women and children and old men. So I believe in truth and reconciliation because I believe the time has come to give the elite an exit strategy. I am explicitly in favor of Lynn Rothschild acting on her excellent idea, inclusive capitalism. But she doesn't know what she doesn't know, and the people around her don't know what they don't know. We need to give the elite an exit strategy, and we need to create infinite wealth for the 5 billion poor. One of the things that has most surprised me about my campaign for election reform is that fully one-third of my donations are international. There is a passion for election reform and a passion for restoring integrity to government, not only in the United States, but in Australia, Canada, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, France. These are among the groups that are contributing to what I'm doing. I believe that we are going to see a populist revolution. The deep state was able to block the populist candidates in both the Netherlands and France. Macron is a pimp for the deep state. The president of France is a pimp. He has no honor, no integrity whatsoever. I think that we're going to see more and more organized, ethical, legal, nonviolent movement. And I pray that we learn how to deal with the violent activists that are being funded by the likes of George Soros, because they undermine everything that we're trying to do. But I do sense great positive change between now and 2020.
What will it look like? I mean, will congressmen and Wall Street bankers be chased down the street? I mean, what's going to happen that's going to be different?
Well, I hope not. I mean, look, one scenario, first off, you have to understand that most members of Congress are not only being bribed, they're also being blackmailed.
True.
I mean, your average congressman is not necessarily a pedophile, but if they get drunk and they go into a hotel room that's wired for sound with a legal age blonde, and somewhere in there they're drugged into a stupor, and the blonde goes out and a 12-year-old girl is brought in, and they film the congressman with a 12-year-old girl, I frankly hold the congressman relatively blameless. I want the congressman to be able to confess, receive absolution, even a presidential pardon, and then I want to flip every member of Congress back against their blackmailers. I want to close down the Israeli, Saudi, and Goldman Sachs blackmail operations, and also the blackmail operations of NSA and CIA. NSA has been spying on and blackmailing U.S. politicians and U.S. judges for over 15 years. CIA has been selectively blackmailing specific members of Congress, including John McCain and Lindsey Graham, and probably also Chuck Schumer and Marco Rubio. I really think that we can clean this up, and we have to do so with a truth and reconciliation approach, but we also have to be absolutely ruthless about these so-called friendly enemies, among whom I rate Israel and Saudi Arabia as the two greatest threats to American sovereignty, American peace, and American prosperity.
Those are nice ideals, but getting through this maze of obstacles is going to be incredible. I mean, I think the deep state has Donald Trump and us right where they want us.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I agree.
Okay, well, tell me, give me a ray of hope here. Give me something to hang my hat on.
Well, let me say that I begin and end and intersperse within every speech the phrase, God bless Donald Trump. And frankly, although I consider Bernie Sanders a sheepdog and the People's Party to be sheepdog 2.0, God bless Bernie Sanders as well. Peter Dale Scott, who, by the way, was the mentor and sat on the PhD committee for Dr. Cynthia McKinney, Peter Dale Scott wrote the original book on the deep state, and he really was the first academic to truly understand how the deep state assassinated John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy and many others. Although Peter Dale Scott wrote the book, the phrase deep state was successfully repressed by the CIA and the complicit media until the alt-right started listening to me. I will take full credit for putting deep state into the public consciousness with the help of the Hagman Report and Rents.com and you, Common Sense, and others. The public now understands that we have a rigged system, that the deep state, starting with the Rothschilds and the Vatican, who work with the City of London and Wall Street to control the two-party tyranny, the secret intelligence agencies, and everything else, the public now understands that the deep state is our common enemy. And the value proposition that Cynthia and I have put forward with We the People, Unity for Integrity, is that we should all come together. If the enemy of my enemy is my friend, then we should all embrace the possibility of putting aside our ideological and issue differences and agreeing that the deep state is our common enemy and election reform, restoring integrity to our government, is our common solution. Now, I really want to stress that I have tried very, very hard to reach Donald Trump. And I believe I have failed in part because his entire information sphere is being controlled by Mike Pence and Rents Priebus and McMaster, who I believe should be sent back to the Army for court-martial after he's, and of course, proper investigation. I recently saw where Donald Trump has created a presidential commission on election integrity. And reading over that document, I have to say to myself, whoever wrote it is retarded. They have no concept whatsoever of what it means to do election reform. They didn't reach out to anybody who knows anything about election reform. Donald Trump's election reform proposal, like his health care plan and his tax plan, is inherently dishonest. And so I really am losing hope. However, I will emphasize that if Donald Trump has a change of heart and decides to actually champion Main Street against Wall Street, the 99% against the 1%, we the people against the deep state, then I will absolutely place myself in his service.
Well, do you think, well, how do you get to him? That's the thing. He seems to be so insulated that even you can't reach him.
Well, I actually have reached him. He's read my memo, the same memo that three million others have read. And in fact, we published the fourth grade version recently, my memo in Trump speak. He's read the memo, and I think that he's being badly advised. And again, bear in mind that he may have accepted a $40 billion bribe from Lynn Rothschild. So we really don't know. He's giving all indications of having decided to be complicit with the deep state. There is a slim, tiny possibility that he and Xi and Putin have a side deal that no one else knows about, and they're in fact getting ready to take down the deep state when the new economic gold collateral accounts come out from China with Russian and Iranian and other support, and the pedophile investigation advances. That's one of the reasons Comey was fired, I think, because Comey was slow rolling both the pedophilia investigation and the indictment of Hillary and Bill and Chelsea Clinton. So I'm not sure what the future is going to bring, but I am sure that Donald Trump has made it possible for we the people to unrig the system. He's opened the door for the alt. In New York City, I brought together leaders of the alt-right and black leaders who were sent there at the encouragement of Cynthia McKinney. They agreed to try to collaborate. Next up is the Green and Libertarian parties, where unfortunately the leadership of both of those parties are idiots. They don't really want to win elections. They just want to posture, and they're not good. They don't play well with others. And finally, the crown jewel, if you will, are the Sandinistas. The smarter Sandinistas realize that Bernie Sanders is a sheepdog. He is never going to bite the Democratic hand that has kept him as the nominal independent senator from Vermont for so long. But I believe that if we can bring together the alt-right, the people of color, Latinos, the Constitution, Libertarian, and Green parties, independents, and the alt-left, we can absolutely take back the power this summer in an ethical, legal, nonviolent fashion. I'm interviewing Quantum Communications, which has Ed Rowling, who I consider to be a genius. I'm interviewing them on Monday about possibly creating a 501c4 and a 527 to raise $25 million to fund a 90-day summer of integrity, Unity for Integrity. And whether that happens or not, the people have the power to do this on their own. We have Russ Vernet, who ran United We Stand for Ross Perot, tapped to be our campaign manager. And it's possible that we could pull off a miracle. But I'm satisfied that the manifesto that Cynthia and I have published, which is free online and also at Amazon Kindle for 99 cents, of which the nonprofit gets 35 cents, I am satisfied that Cynthia McKinney and I have presented to the American public a series of graphics with supporting paragraphs that lay out a very clear roadmap for taking back the power this summer, ethically, legally, and nonviolently. I can do no more.
No, I agree. I think your efforts have been yeoman in nature, and I look forward to see what's going to happen. Let me give you the counterbalance as to how I see it. It's been announced that there are anti-Trump rallies going on starting July 2nd.
Yes.
All throughout the country, and I'm getting very, very suspicious as to the real intent. And then we look at the fact that Comey is going to make his public disclosure before the Senate in a live address right after Memorial Day. That, to me, is 5 weeks to take Trump down and make a change. And then add to that, Pence has started his own PAC as if he's running for president in 2020. You know, I'm sure you know about that.
I think Pence is planning to be president sooner than 2020.
Exactly. But to run for re-election,
Dave, I'm the guy who predicted the four-track strategy against Trump, and George Soros and the violent American Spring was one of those tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I predicted all of this. Now, I think that Soros was delayed. I think it was originally planned for May, June, as soon as college ended. And it may be that George Soros realizes that he may be under a virtual death sentence. There's something called Ranger Justice. And what I'm hearing is that there are people prepared to take the law into their own hands because they consider George Soros a very dangerous subversive who is committing sedition. He is inciting people to riot. He is funding opposition to our legitimately elected president. I personally think George Soros should be under some kind of deep investigation, as should Eric Schmidt, who is leading Google Gestapo, hashtag Google Gestapo. And Google Gestapo is very, very maliciously manipulating the American information sphere with a censorship board that is very hostile to our legitimately elected president and very, very encouraging to these seditionist forces that are seeking to disrupt the good order of the American public. I really feel sad that Donald Trump has chosen to ignore what has been a very carefully crafted development of seven very specific ideas that would make him the greatest president ever. So if he chooses to ignore those ideas, then he will be impeached, he will be run out of office, he will not be elected to a second term, and we will get Mike Pence as a deep state president. If that happens, I am prepared to run for president in 2020. I am prepared to spend the next 4 years championing the Election Reform Act, district by district, state by state. But I don't want to do that. I really earnestly want Donald Trump to get a grip and figure out that he is surrounded by traitors and mediocrities. He may even have been chipped. When he had his hair operation, he came back and in a manner very, very uncharacteristic of him, he violently raped his wife. In my view, as a CIA person familiar with mind control operations and the long history of CIA in developing mind control capabilities, I believe that violent rape was a test drive of the chip. And then it was allowed to lie dormant all these years until recently when Donald Trump has basically been put on a leash. Now, he can be de-chipped. He can be saved. There is absolutely every reason to think that we can still help Donald Trump be the greatest president in modern American history. But he has to want to be helped.
Robert, let me ask you, what's the basis of the allegation that he raped his wife?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I remember reading about it in depth. I remember his lawyer, Mike Cohen, saying on national television that it had happened and that it wasn't rape because she was his wife. So his own lawyer confirmed it on national television.
I'm going to have to do some hunting on that one. This is new to me. I have not heard that. The chipping thing I find a possibility. I mean, I certainly would want to be able to verify it. The rape is something
I have no idea,
really,
David. You know, I mean, I read a lot, and I pick up many, many different sources. I have no direct knowledge. For me, this is simply a conversation. In the intelligence field, we have what we call the hidden planet theory of analysis, which is when you find it very, very difficult to explain everything that's happened, you posit the hidden planet that would explain what's happening. That's how I and several analysts reached the conclusion that Lynn Rothschild had offered Trump $20 billion to throw the election. And he really did seem to be trying to lose the election every time he pulled ahead. And we based that in part on knowing that Sidney Blumenthal was in the room when Warren Christopher bribed Al Gore with a $100 million offer to not fight the theft by Jeb Bush all the way. So Sidney Blumenthal's lesson from that experience was that even the candidate can be bought. And I'm quite sure Blumenthal shared that experience with Hillary Clinton, who then shared it with Lynn Rothschild, her wealthiest best friend. And it's very possible that Lynn Rothschild made Trump a $20 billion offer. And then he won against all odds. I mean, the odds against Trump winning were 20 to 1 to 200 to 1. And even Cambridge Analytica at noon on election day said his odds of winning that night were 20%. So Trump won for accidentally, if you will, and I've written about that in my free online and Amazon Kindle, Donald Trump, Accidental President Under Siege. Now, once he won, everyone frantically went into high gear trying to flip the Electoral College. They probably realized they couldn't get Hillary Clinton to be selected by the Electoral College. The fallback plan was John Kasich to be selected by Congress as a compromise candidate. Well, our electors kept their integrity, and that didn't work. So now I posit that Donald Trump has been given a $40 billion bribe offer. I don't know. I'm just trying to understand why he has betrayed his base and not reached out to the 73% that did not vote for him. He is acting as if he doesn't care about we the people, and that troubles me greatly.
On that point, we agree. I've written about that, and I totally agree. He's abandoned his base.
So he's not only abandoned his base, he's accepted all advice suggesting that he bring in Cynthia McKinney and Dennis Kucinich and Ralph Nader and Jesse Ventura and Ross Perot. I mean, there's a whole bunch of Patrick Buchanan, one of my favorites. He should be bringing he should be bringing everybody in, and he should be uniting the country. Now, I discovered that Rince Priebus was a traitor when I sent Priebus a 10-page memo for the president in mid-December that outlined a game plan for using his inauguration speech to unite the country. And what I realized after Priebus did not deliver that memorandum, which was subsequently published in The Mind Unleashed and in Zero Hedge as a spy's Christmas message for Donald Trump, I realized that Priebus is the rigged system. Priebus has absolutely no desire to shut down the rigged system. He and Paul Ryan and Steve Walker and Rince Priebus, they are the deep state. Actually, they're the best of the servant class to the deep state. And I frankly think Donald Trump needs to really seriously be thinking about how to flush the White House and use election reform, a Trump channel, and a counterintelligence survey, the first three of my 7 points, to basically buffer himself against these people and create a public base of power that cannot be denied.
Well, in I guess under the heading, I'll show you yours if you show me mine, I have been told, oh, this goes back years, that some of the deaths of these bankers that took place, the mysterious death of these bankers previously, was carried out by former elite forces from our military, like RSOF, the Rangers, you know, what have you. And now you bring up the fact that justice could be dealt out by these same groups. How realistic of a possibility is this that we're going to see a Praetorian Guard come out of this group and start whacking deep state people?
That's a really good question, and one of the things that I like about the question is it allows me to emphasize that I'm the one guy standing between the elite and death. My truth and reconciliation posture, combined with an ethical, legal, nonviolent election reform act, is the one chance the elite have at an exit strategy that does not decapitate them. I believe there is a very, very serious chance of elites starting to die. I think particularly of the Rothschilds and their Martha's Vineyard home. That is just too easy to burn to the ground and kill them while they're there. The Chinese have begun kidnapping billionaires and bringing them to justice. I see a real trend. The same white hats that prevented Hillary Clinton from stealing the election from Donald Trump those are the cyber white hats. They have activist physical white hats. And I do believe that the patience of our beloved military is wearing thin. So I would like to avoid the assassination of any elites in the United States of America. I think our elites need to understand that the game is over. And all we want them to do is get out of the way and let us create infinite wealth with integrity.
I think that's a good answer.
That's a very good answer. You know, I'm a thoughtful guy, Dave. I really think about all this stuff.
But I have a follow-up, because there's not unlimited time. If this is going to happen, and it looks like Trump's impeachment is imminent, wouldn't that be a motivator to get started with the intimidation?
If Trump is impeached, I do believe that will trigger selective violence.
I agree. It's funny because a talk show host in Alabama, very, very popular, trying to get him off the air because he talks like us. He's on the largest FM in that four-state area. He has said the same thing over the past couple of years, that there's going to be retaliation of a major nature against people who are behind the scenes. He's effectively talking deep state. He and I spoke yesterday, and we're of the mindset that there is going to be a counter movement against these people. What can the average American citizen do? I mean, we're not talking about picking up pitchforks and going hunting these people down ourselves, but what can the American people do to fight against the deep state?
Hey, this is really simple. Search for # unrig and go from there.
Say that again.
Search for # unrig.
Okay.
You'll get right to the manifesto that Cynthia McKinney and I have published. That's the game plan. Follow that game plan district by district, and we can have an ethical, legal, nonviolent revolution this summer. Ignore that game plan. Let our legitimately elected president get impeached. Let Mike Pence and Rens Priebus and Paul Ryan stab our legitimately president. I mean, Brutus. You know, this is Brutus all over again.
There you go.
I really think Trump needs to come back and demand the resignation of the vice president. He needs to throw Priebus out of the White House. He needs to basically lead the Election Reform Act so we can get a Speaker of the House who is a certified independent and not a servant of the Rothschilds. There are 7 specific things Donald Trump can do to be the greatest president in modern history, and we can de-chip him, we can protect him, we can absolutely make him the greatest president in modern history, but he has to want to listen, and that's the problem. Right now, Donald Trump is a prisoner of the deep state.
I think he's a prisoner inside his inner circle. Do you really think his heart and mind have been captured? Is that really what you think?
Well, you know, that's a really great question, because I don't know Donald Trump personally. Obviously, I started supporting him when I wrote the first article, Counter Coup, How Trump Can Win, in Counterpunch in August of 2015, and I went on to write the Trump Revolution series at Amazon, which is now at 11 shorts, and every title is also free online. I have done everything one man can do to support Donald Trump. I would say that there's a 20% chance that he is playing a very deep game, and that he is wearing all of this deep state stuff like a no mask, and that sometime this summer he will lead a counterattack that will decapitate the deep state, including the elite pedophiles that serve as the stewards for the Rothschilds and the Vatican, overseeing Wall Street and U.S. government and law enforcement. Law enforcement is completely penetrated at the highest levels. That's a 20% chance. I would say there's a 40 to 60% chance that he has simply been bribed, blackmailed, chipped, and believes that he will die if he resists. And finally, there's the wild cards. There are other forces at play here, cosmic forces. And regardless of what Donald Trump chooses to do or not do, God bless Donald Trump because he's made it possible for Cynthia and I to be heard. We have been silenced for 30 years. Donald Trump made it possible for people like you and the Hagman Report and others to hear my voice, to understand that I have run a false flag operation for the CIA. I know all of these false flag operations by the Israeli Mossad and the CIA and now private contractors working for George Soros. So I believe there is hope. I absolutely believe that the future of America is in the hands of the American public. But I don't have what it takes to reach them all. Certainly, I would love to be interviewed by Tucker Carlson at Fox News or Bret Baier. I think Judge Napolitano is one of the most decent, honest human beings they've got, and they should do more with him. But Fox News, in my mind, is now next to worthless. I mean, you have three idiots in the morning and five idiots at night, and they're not really doing anything to help the American public get a grip on reality. They need a complete makeover, and they need to start telling the truth about everything.
So as you tell my listening audience, as we depart here in a few minutes, you're going to tell them they should do what as a group? Write Tucker Carlson and say,
I really don't care. I mean, if Tucker wants to talk to me, of course I'm available. What I think every American needs to do is read the manifesto. They can find it by searching for #UNRIG. Read the manifesto and act as God gives you the light to act.
Okay, I think that's good advice. Are you concerned about this July 2nd anti-Trump rally, as I am? It could turn into something very big.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to remember that the Berkeley riots happened because the university president, the chief of police, the mayor, and the governor all wanted it to be a violent riot. Okay? The governors of America are part of the two-party tyranny. The mayors of America are part of the two-party tyranny. Most police chiefs in our 18,000 jurisdictions are part of the two-party tyranny. The directors and senior leadership of the FBI and the CIA are part of the two-party tyranny. Now, Mike Pompeo has a lot of potential, but the one time he told the truth to Trump, Trump blocked him from a meeting that was then dominated by Jews working for Israel. So I think that there is indeed an opportunity for a violent American summer. However, there is an equal opportunity for an ethical, legal, nonviolent revolution demanding election reform in July. And which of these two paths we take depends on the average American citizen. Let me end by saying I read a great book once by a guy who was called The Average American. He spent 2 years looking for the average American. And he finally found a guy, and he decided that if the guy didn't email him for 6 months, this was the average American. And when he finally wrote the book and he tracked the guy down, he said, "Hey, you're the average American." The guy said, "Wow, what an honor." Exactly.
Interesting. There's been much made by Trevor Loudon when he wrote this book and did a documentary called The Enemies Within.
Yes.
He identified 80 or so congressmen and senators. Alan B. West was also part of identifying this independently. Should we make anything of this in relation to what's going on today, that these people belong to front groups for the Muslim Brotherhood and or the Communist Party?
Well, I'm supporting a great book by Steven Seagal. The working title is Shadow Wolves, The Deep State, The Desert, and the Death of America. And I'm just fascinated by this book because what it really is about is how the Obama administration collaborated with crime families and jihadists and, of course, Saudi Arabia, which is the greatest funder of terrorism in the world. Donald Trump is being an abject hypocrite when he accuses Iran while he is being feted by the Saudi royal family, which is the greatest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. They created ISIS, and CIA trained ISIS, and the Pentagon equipped ISIS, and Donald Trump knows that. So he's being a hypocrite, and he is betraying the public interest with all of his statements that are against Iran, while ignoring the role that Israel and Saudi Arabia play in threatening American national security. There is no question but that we have about 500 traitors across the U.S. government, not only in Congress and the national security community, but buried in the Food and Drug Administration, the Center for Disease Control, so forth. All of these people at the most senior levels are in the pockets of the military, industrial, and agricultural, and pharmaceutical, and energy complexes. They are all traitors. These 500 people are traitors. The FBI is a theatrical agency. You have to remember, the FBI was started by a pedophile, J. Edgar Hoover. He accepted small boys from the mafia's gifts. The FBI has no honor right now. It has many good people trapped in a bad system, but it is absolutely worthless as a national counterintelligence agency because it's not allowed to do its job. The FBI should be all over the dual citizens that have top secret clearances and are reporting to the state of Israel rather than to the American public. They should be all over Saudi Arabian and Goldman Sachs bribery. They should be all over insider trading and the manipulation of foreign exchange and interest rates by the banks. Legalized crime, what Maktabi calls griftopia. So we have a dishonest, dysfunctional government that lies to the American public right now. The good news is, and Cynthia and I agree on this, I think she's a goddess. The good news is, in my view, there is nothing wrong with America the Beautiful that cannot be fixed and fixed fast by restoring integrity to how we elect and how we govern. And I've provided a game plan. Pound sign unrig is all anyone needs to know with respect to how to take their country back.
Very good. Well, this has been very enlightening, very eye-opening. We've probably opened up more questions than we've answered. Robert, I want to thank you for joining us, and as events unfold, I'd like to have you back on to update us. Hashtag unrigged is the way to unlock or locate these this document with Cynthia McKinney and you, and I encourage people to go there, and we'll say it a few more times before we go off the air. Thanks so much for joining us.
No, God bless you, Dave. It would be an honor to come back. Bye-bye.
We will do that. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert David Steele, formerly the CIA, and certainly not shy to controversy, certainly not shy to expressing his unbridled opinion, and we appreciate the honesty. We'll be back in hour number 3 with our good friend Daniel Brigman.